Sleeping at the airport. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Over the weekend, the TSA lines at Chicago O'Hare took up to 3 hours, bad enough that the head of the TSA actually apologized, sort of.
I always tell people I won't apologize for doing our job well, but I do apologize to the people who found themselves stranded in Chicago.
It looked like a Red Cross shelter. Senator Dick Durbin blamed the airlines.
If the airlines would suspend the baggage fees through the summer travel season, it'll encourage more people to check their bags.
But last year, the airlines made $3.8 billion on baggage fees. No company in its right mind sets fire to $3.8 billion. No, this is one of those unexplainable contradictions of the information age. Because in your pocket is a smartphone roughly 120 million times as powerful as the computer that put men on the moon. And it connects to an airline computer that has your ticket information and therefore has known for weeks, if not months, that you were coming. Which means the airport should know weeks, if not months, in advance exactly how many people are going to show up and what gate they have to get to, and therefore how many TSA agents need to be there. Makes no sense. We have phones that could land 120 million men on the moon simultaneously, and yet we still miss the flight to Cleveland. But at least we use the phones for something.
Passengers have taken to social media using the hashtag #IHateTheWait to voice their frustrations.
The problem is not that America is headed in the wrong direction. So there are days when we can't head in any direction. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.